good afternoon and welcome, my friends. It's Wednesday, January the 9th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group, which, by the way, if you were trying to get through in the last, 18, 24 hours, my sincere apologies. Apparently, we had a phone malfunction. As I often say, technology is a wonderful thing when it works. When it doesn't, it's a pain in the butt. Very busy today, and there were a lot of people, obviously, I didn't manage to get back with. And if I didn't get back to you, accept my sincere apologies. But when phones go funky, phones go funky. Having said that, on Wall Street today, they were looking for bargains everywhere, and I guess if you look hard enough, you'll find them, even though you don't want to pay attention to the dire financial reports coming out, such as Countrywide announcing that home delinquencies have risen substantially in the last 6 months, but that didn't put a damper on those on Wall Street who want to have a rally at any cost. Dow up 148 points at 12,735. Can we put on the 13,000 Dow rally hats? I don't think so. NASDAQ up 34 points at 2,474. S&P up 18 at 1,409. In the metals complex, there's no stopping this bull. Gold closed. Well, look, it's going to correct at some point. Just deal with it. Gold up $1.80 at $880.10. Darn, just missed the another new record headline. Silver up 4 cents at $15.77. Platinum up $3 at $1,554. Palladium off $2 at $3.77. Currently in Asian trading, gold up 30 cents. At $880.40, silver flat, platinum flat, palladium flat. Oil wasn't flat. It was up 13 cents at $95.80 a barrel, U.S. dollar. Now, this is a surprising thing, my friends, which is also the reason why the Dow was up. Oh, thank goodness the dollar didn't plunge. It's okay. We aren't going to face financial Armageddon anytime soon. Dollar index up 33 basis points to close at 76.45. Now, in light of such a strong dollar, you would imagine that the metals would have sold off a little, but they went the other way. Stand by, my friends. Our weekly visit with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries coming up right after this.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
Welcome back, my friends, to the flip side on the Wednesday, and as we do each and every Wednesday, it's my great pleasure to welcome Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries to the show. How are you doing, sir?
I'm well, and thank you. Glad to be back with you.
Got a lot to talk about.
I guess. We have the New Hampshire primaries, the Iowa primaries.
Voter fraud, the president in Israel, and your accurate prediction of the power of the evangelical vote witnessed in Iowa as Huckabee came from nowhere to win, obviously all based on the evangelical vote.
That seems to be the case. And Israel, of course, appealing to the president while he's there and pointing out to him that 40% of the vote, this is an Israeli newspaper, the Jerusalem Post, pointing out to him that 40% of the Republican vote is made up of evangelicals, and there's some details in that. That coming from the Christians Allied Caucus focus on evangelicals. That's the Knesset.
I wonder how many of them were part of the entourage over to Israel. I'm sure there was a large contingent.
I'm sure there are. And then, of course, you have the attack, so-called attack, what shall we call it? The motorboat attack on our Navy?
Yeah.
That's supposed to be grounds for war?
Yeah, I mean, I find it rather amazing that a couple of guys in a dinghy are a threat to a multi-billion dollar warships. But I guess we have to believe what we... You know what I find very disturbing, though, is, you know, there was a time where if I heard a statement coming from, say, the State Department about whatever it is that's happening overseas, I would always side with the state, our side, over their side. But I've become so jaded in my old age. When I hear things coming from the official mouthpieces of what's supposed to be the good guys, I no more believe them if it was coming out of the mouth of Ahmadinejad. As a matter of fact, I'd give more deference to Ahmadinejad than I would to the statements coming out of the State Department, which I guess makes me anti-American.
Well, that's a conditioning that we're going through here where we're having to be skeptical of our own leaders, and this is a painful thing. We want to believe our own people. We'd like to believe our own soldiers. We'd like to believe their leaders, and we'd like to think that that we have some morality and some sense of fair play. I just looked at the pictures of these little motorboats. They look like something you'd see on Williams Reservoir. They had outboard motors.
Yeah.
A little high-speed boats containing with visibly two or three people in each one, and taking on the greatest navy in the world and supposedly threatening to sink our navy. And what is so shocking about this is that we're supposed to take this seriously and believe it. We're supposed to actually think they believe it.
And the timing was very good. You have mm-hmm. to admit that.
Yes.
Timing was perfect to coincide with the president's visit to Israel.
Right, and so there's an actual effort to make something out of this and to suggest that we were provoked and that we are being threatened and that we have to be on guard and maybe even take some sort of action.
Well, the president today said Iran is a threat to world peace.
Yes, and this is evidence of it, is these five motorboats. And the guy seemed to say something provocative. He said something like, "We're going to blow you out of the water," he said.
Yeah.
Well, whatever happened to sticks and stones may break my bones.
Well, come on now, Charles. You know that's not politically correct. We're not allowed to say anything that offends anybody's sensibilities anymore. Another pastor is in deep water with obviously a lot of folks out there. Pastor Chuck Baldwin has written a penned an article last week called "We Desperately Need the Confessing Church." And he brings to light the statement that was made by Ron Paul that caused a lot of brouhaha when he was talking about Mike Huckabee. When they asked him about Huckabee's, remember the commercial that Mike Huckabee ran just before Christmas, where he said it was a bookshelf behind him, but it looked like a cross? And he says it was purely coincidental. Well, when they asked Ron Paul about this, he quoted Sinclair Lewis, who said that when fascism comes to America, it'll be wrapped in a flag and carrying a cross. This caused great consternation with a lot of people. And once again, it illustrated to me how little people understand the history of what went on in Nazi Germany under Hitler's reign, because that's exactly what Hitler did. Hitler wrapped himself in the banner of Christianity.
Yes, and all leaders, I think, do that. They all pick what works and of course use it and wrap up in it, and it was strange to see John McCain's acceptance speech in Massachusetts, where he proclaimed himself to be the president we need for a country at war. He actually played the war theme.
Well, it shouldn't shock you or surprise you that John McCain's, as it was eloquently put today, disqualifying speech is not unlike Huckabee, and he is pandering to, and has pandered to, and I'm sure will be speaking in San Antonio, Texas, at Mr. Hagee's church in the not too distant future.
Yes, I saw this the same way. It is rather amazing that someone would stand up and say, "Look, we're going to be at war. You can count on me to help make sure we're at war, and I'm a good president to guide us during war." And who's saying that in an effort to gain the vote of Christians, who's actually appealing to that that 40% of the Republican vote who are evangelical Christians that the state of Israel is also appealing to.
Oh, sure. Oh, I did. Look, if John McCain actually becomes the Republican nominee, I have no doubt. I already know who his vice president is going to be. You want to hazard a guess?
Oh, I was going to say Joseph Lieberman.
Spot on, my friend.
Pardon?
It's spot on. A perfect storm is happening right before our very eyes.
Indeed, yes. And that would make perfect sense, because in a bizarre and peculiar sort of way, Joseph Lieberman would tend to help him get the Christian right vote. The idea of having a Jewish guy on as a vice president running with him would actually cause this segment of the evangelical Christian, the Christian Zionist vote, to tend to be more approving of John McCain, because it would be evidence that John McCain was properly loved and appreciated the state of Israel. And that's a requirement to get the evangelical vote. So that I think is, strangely enough, the reason that when you ask me, I would say that if he gets nominated, he probably would pick Lieberman for that very reason.
Well, Lieberman, obviously, as you pointed out, was one of the headline speakers at the recent Christians United for Israel get-together in Washington, D.C. McCain was obviously also in attendance there.
Yes.
So it just simply makes logical sense that is going to be the pairing, and that is obviously going to not only solidify them, the evangelical equation in the vote, but also will solidify them with the Jewish lobby, which is imperative, if you believe what Jimmy Carter says, is imperative into gaining support in Washington, D.C., amongst the halls of power.
So the way a basically secular guy wins the support of the so-called Christian right is by taking a Jewish guy to his breast as his vice president presidential candidate, and then he becomes acceptable to that part of Christianity, which is really strange. And I think of Jesus is watching, and I think that his response to this would be about the same as yours and mine, I think.
I don't know about mine. Maybe yours, but I'm still on the training wheels. We're speaking with Charles Carlson, Straight Gate Ministries. Take a short break. Be right.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday. Speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. In a recent Time CNN poll, more than one-third of Americans said that since the terrorist attacks of 9/11, they have been thinking more about how current events might be leading to the end of the world. While only 36% of all Americans believe that the Bible is God's word and should be taken literally, 59% say they believe that events predicted in the book of Revelations will come to pass. Almost one out of four Americans believes that 9/11 was predicted in the Bible, and nearly one in five believes that he or she will live long enough to see the end of the world. Even more significant for the study, over one-third of those Americans who support Israel report they do so because they believe the Bible teaches that the Jews must possess their own country in the Holy Land before Jesus can return.
What was the source of that poll?
Time CNN.
Time CNN. Well, it's very revealing, and just as you say, there is a powerful movement that is partly coming from the evangelical Christian right. It's partly coming from Judeo-Christianity, but it's also partly being manipulated from the state of Israel. As we see these efforts coming out of the state of Israel, such as Christians United for Israel, which is essentially put together by the state, the Israeli state, using another organization United for Islam. Anyway, it had a parent organization that actually put it together. Part of the influence that we attribute to the Christian right is actually coming from the state of Israel itself in their campaigns. And a good part of this, the reason that so many people who don't really believe the Bible will parrot something like this, 59% saying that they somehow think that there is going to be an end times or an end of the world based upon biblical predictions, is that they're hearing this over and over, not on just Christian radio, not on just evangelical Christian radio, but also coming from propaganda machines, political propaganda machines of all kinds, including probably some of the politicians that are running. I guess I should say at this point that I believe that the giant chinks in the whole mortar are beginning. The mortar is coming out of the chinks are starting to fall out of the Christian right machine, because you're starting to get other more conservative, let's say traditional Christian organizations are beginning to actually stand up and notice this and realize that they need to actually say something about it. So you're actually getting evangelicals now who are saying, no, this is wrong. There is no Christianity in what's being taught by Judeo-Christianity. And this is basically a political mechanism. And so you're starting to get a resistance that's growing. So I want to be a little optimistic, and bad as it sounds, I'd like to say that I think that we're starting to see a tremendous turn starting to come that's going to it's going to be very significant in the next 2 years. I hope that's not just prayerful thinking.
Well, yeah, but your timeline obviously creates another subset of problems. Because obviously we are going to have a new president within within the end of the year. We'll know on the first Tuesday in November who that will be, and obviously these forces that are aligned, as we witnessed by Huckabee's win in Iowa, is a huge political force. And it most probably helps explain a lot of the angst that has been developed against Ron Paul by these evangelicals because of his statement on Meet the Press, where he stated that Israel does not need the financial support of the United States of America. I mean, that most probably went over like a lead balloon on these so-called conservative Republicans.
Yes, I think Ron Paul is getting—he's taking the arrows, and it's for that. He's also on some of his appearances. He even had the audacity to mention the Federal Reserve System and suggest that if he were president, he'd find a way to start phase out of that and get rid of it. This is something that you just cannot say in America. And he said that a time or two. So he's done plenty to get himself all of the arrows that are being shot. So, but nevertheless, there's a rising tide. I can feel it coming.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
On this Wednesday, as we do each and every Wednesday, speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Don't you find it somewhat ironic, sir, that the president tonight is sleeping in the comfort of the King David Hotel, which in July of 1946 was rocked by a massive explosion that ripped through the building, killing 91 people in an attack by a Jewish terrorist group against the British rule, which was then the Palestinian Mandate. The King David Hotel housed the British authorities. The terrorist bombing was led by none other than Menachem Begin, who went on to become an Israeli prime minister. It was the single deadliest attack against the British in the history of the Mandate, and killed Britons, Jews, and Arabs. And there the president is, surrounded by 10,000 well-armed troops to protect him. Ironic?
Yes, it is. And I think you can depend on him not seeing any part of the Palestinian side of the issue. It's unlikely that he will meet any real Arab people over there. And you can bet that he will not set foot in the territory known as the Gaza Strip. Even though, of course, he could probably, I don't know how safe he would be, but I walked down the streets of Gaza, and all by myself, I think that the Gazans would even listen to the President of the United States if he was willing to go. But I don't think that he will see any part of that, any part of life in occupied Palestine. He'd be accorded and taken around from place to place in a very well organized manner. And I did hear that when Obama was there that he did actually tour the Arab zones and did actually look over the Palestinian territories. But I don't think Mr. Bush will.
No. Let's go to the phones. Howie from New Mexico. How are you doing, Howie?
I'm all right, sir. I love talking to you. I love your voice. You're Rhodesian. I love it. I wish I could do it. I try to practice it. I'm not as good as you are, though, sir. But I wanted to talk to your guest. I understand, sir, how you've been dealt with and that you think all black people are bad and whatever. Well, I'm not into that. But let me ask your guest a question. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, fire away. Howie, I hope it's not happy hour in New Mexico. Is it happy hour in New Mexico?
Oh, no, sir. It's closed down. It's closed down, sir. But what I want to say is this, sir, is that I want to ask your guest in biblical in terms why he kicketh against the pricks. Now, you wouldn't understand it, but I'm sure he will, sir. I mean, he's a biblical man. So why do thou kicketh against the pricks? Explain that to me, sir.
Okay,
Thanks, Howie.
Can you help me just a little bit with the question?
You know, when Paul was riding to Damascus, right? And he saw that bright light? And he thought...
There goes Howie.
Okay.
It's happy
hour. Did you catch
the
question, though?
Yeah, but I couldn't even figure it out. Unfortunately, it's happy hour in New Mexico.
All right.
And we don't screen our calls in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, that's good.
And Howie is, we thank him for listening. Maybe you'll get something along the way. So where do you see? I mean, you sounded before we went to the break. You sounded somewhat optimistic. What makes you optimistic?
Well, I don't think I'm really optimistic. I think the Christian right is so indecent. I think that the idea of Christian Zionism is an indecency. It's a non-religion. It is not Christianity in any way. As others have said, there is not one iota of Christianity in it. It is basically a political movement that's fired by foreign interests, and I think that is so wrong that it's gotten away with a lot. But now the rest of Christianity is starting to awaken to it, and they're starting to see that this is not they don't want to be associated with this. And this is clearly being defined for us by the Israelis. They're basically saying there's two Christianities out there, and we're only interested in this one group. They're 40% of the Republican Party. We're going to stick with them in this statement made by the Knesset. They said, we often see Russia in dialogue with non-evangelicals, in other words, not good dialogue, and more liberal churches who are not our friends and who have not proven to be our friends in times of crisis. The caucus primarily deals with supportive evangelical Christian communities and has failed to make major inroads with the Catholic Church or mainstream Protestant communities. However, a major event with Mormon church leaders is planned for this coming year. In other words, we're starting to see the definition between Judeo-Christians and what I would call traditional Christians as actually being defined. And they're starting to notice what that definition is. And, of course, the definition of a Judeo-Christian or a Christian Zionist is that they believe that the state of Israel is the fulfillment of the biblical prophecies, and therefore it becomes part of the God system that they have to actually worship. And the rest of Christianity, all of the rest, Roman Catholicism, except, of course, Mormonism. I don't want to include that. But the But the traditional churches do not believe that Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. They believe, naturally, that Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, and that there is no competition for that position. And that's being so clearly defined now by the acts of the Judeo-Christians that you're starting to get a substantial feeling of revolt coming from the rest of Christianity, and I think it's very healthy, and it's going to produce healthy competition. The other reason I'm optimistic is that the climate that we're living in economically is changing, and it's easy to be fooled when you have nothing to worry about, especially economically. Your job's good, you have money in the bank, there's plenty coming in. But when there are economic problems arise, people start looking at the things that they've been saying and that have been told to them, and they start examining their views and their thoughts, and they start especially examining the people they have been listening to. And I do think that is starting to happen, and it's going to happen more. You're going to have a lot of people in Judeo-Christian churches who are simply saying, I've been misled. This idea of supporting war is not Christian. And it, even if it is Christian, it's not good for me. And I don't know why we're in this position, but I don't like where it's put me. I think that time is coming and that you're going to see that mature in the next year to where there's going to be a substantial movement in opposition to Christian, not just Christian Zionism, but also to the Christian evangelical churches who basically go along with it. They don't necessarily promote actively politically, but they promote other self-promoters. They promote big churches. They promote a lot of money for themselves in a lot of cases. And I think you're going to see a lot of a movement against that because it is going to be proven to be wrong. That's kind of how I feel about it.
So let me understand. Let me see if I understand you properly here. Financial Armageddon could save us from spiritual people who believe in Armageddon.
It absolutely will, because it will cause, if we have financial Armageddon, it will actually cause everybody who has any kind of a problem to take a look at who they're listening to and what these belief systems are. And statements coming from other people that point out how war is, the very subject of war destroying our money. Is there anybody that does not know, who's thought about it, that war has destroyed our money? The evangelical Christian churches are still supporting unlimited war. At some point, they're going to have to face the fact that there is a relationship between the destruction of the dollar and war. These things can't be denied forever. I don't think so, Robbie.
Well, they will blame the mortgage brokers long before they blame anything else. Obviously, they always need their scapegoats.
Yeah.
But I have said very similar things to what you have just espoused, which is the reason why I find it somewhat humorous at this point, because it is true. Because we are facing, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about this one. We will be facing a financial Armageddon. We have gone so far, politicians have kicked the financial can down the road so far. There's absolutely no hope of getting the can back unless we do face a complete and utter financial collapse of all the institutions that people have held near and dear to their hearts. And that will cause a questioning, in my opinion, as usually does when the wealth that they thought they had simply evaporates overnight. And it will. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when is this going to happen. I mean, I know the president's more than likely going to give a small boost to the financial markets when he gets back from Israel by offering some token relief package on maybe I don't know. All the relief packages they've come up with, they've gone down like lead balloons, like freezing the teaser rates on mortgages and such. But the rot has gone to such a level. I mean, what we are witnessing is the collapse of the world's reserve currency, because foreigners, unlike obviously most people in this country, have seen the people in Washington abdicate their responsibility to fiscal conservancy in not only balancing America's checkbook, but obviously they can see this huge spending that has been going on to fight this so-called boogeyman called terrorism, that it will bankrupt the United States as sure as the Roman Empire was bankrupted, as sure as the British Empire was bankrupted. And it was all based on the same principle of war and conquest.
Well, I believe your history is right, and though you're the financial guy,
yeah,
I still am inclined to say that this makes perfect sense to me, because it is the nature of people to look at what they've been look at the people who have led them when they discover that they're misled. It's undeniable that the Christian Zionists, this big wedge that makes up Christian Zionism, Judeo-Christianity, has been misled by their religious leaders, people like Gary Bauer, who are screaming and shouting for war, and actually almost demand it. he campaigned even on the motorboat issue. Sure sign that we needed to bomb Iran. Excuse me.
Oh, sure. Whatever excuse that comes along in order to justify their misguided notions and opinions, they will use anything in order to justify their arguments. I mean, this whole speedboat incident is reflective of that. And how so many people seized on that. I watched that event unfold in the financial markets, and it just shows you how the financial markets are somewhat more in tune to the political markets, because if you had watched any of the major networks on Monday morning, you would have assumed that this speedboat episode in the Straits of Hormuz had happened early on Monday morning. Yet the facts are, because the financial market didn't respond to it in any way, shape, or form, oil prices didn't go up $4 or $5. Gold prices didn't shoot up $20 because of this confrontation. And when you figure out the story, it all happened on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
But the media made it sound as like it was imminent, it had just happened, breaking news all over the place. It was a 24-hour-old story, and I was looking, because I hadn't paid any attention to the story, I was just watching the mainstream media, and so I said, well, the oil must be up $4 or $5 a barrel, gold must be up $20. I went and looked, gold was up a dollar, and oil actually was down. As a matter of fact, on the day it happened, oil fell $4, as opposed to anything else. So it was just another unbelievable propaganda spin that emanated out of this whole event.
And it shows the desperation, the desperate desire to make this war happen. Because
they need
the war to spend the money.
Oh, yes. We're speaking with Charles Carlson, Straight Gate Ministries. If you want to know how to get hold of Charles or how to get hold of Straight Gate Ministries, get a pen, piece of paper. We'll give it to you when we return.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Wednesday, and Wednesdays, time just flies. For those of you listening to this program for the first time, don't understand what we are talking about and what Charles Carlson and his mission is. We hold these truths in Straight Gate Ministries as a mission statement to rescue followers of Christ from the apostasy called Christian Zionism. They reach out to the lost sheep inside America's churches who do not know they are lost. They will remain lost if they listen only to their apostate religious leaders. Its purpose is to point the ancient way to the straight gate. Christian Zionism, by whatever name, is not the path and is purely a political movement. We would turn Christ's followers to peacemakers, away from the evil of warring on the behalf of Israel or for any other foreign state. We humbly believe God must see Christian Zionism as the vilest apostasy in the 2,000-year history of Christianity. If you'd like to get hold of Charles Carlson, you can write to him at Straight Gate Ministries, P.O. Box 14491, Scottsdale, Arizona 85267, or you can call him at 480-947-3329, or visit the website at WHTT.org, where not only do you find daily updates on, believe it or not, finance. Don't ask me, I hope it wasn't my influence that got you putting financial stories on your website.
Well, you may have had something to do with it. I really enjoy listening to your commentary when I get on here. But I do think that right now the crisis that you've described is so severe. I mean, this is a part of Christians' lives, too. We don't live in a vacuum, and we need to know what is happening and what's going on. And it's so right now I've never seen a time when world finance is more important to God's people than it is right now. We better be watching, hadn't we?
Well, being observant, I think, is somewhere in the scriptures, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it is.
If not, we'll find it.
Yeah. And this doesn't imply that we're going to carry our money to heaven with us, but it certainly does mean that it's going to change the world we live in.
Once
it
again, thank you. Thank you, sir.
It's a pleasure, Robbie.
See you again next week.
Okay.
Till tomorrow, my friends. See you, bye.
Since 1990.